This Saturday is the start of the 9-day gun deer season here in Wisconsin. For WXPR's All Things Outdoors, I'm Katie Thorson here with Wisconsin DNR Conservation Warden Tim Otto. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be back. It's amazing how fast 2 weeks goes.
As hunters get ready for this season, what are some big changes that they need to be aware of this year?
The biggest change probably occurring in the northern part of the state is that we have new deer management units, so DMUs. Kind of a nod to yesteryear. So Oneida County, for example, is now divided up into, I believe, 7 different DMUs. So the biggest issue with that is make sure that if you have an antlerless permit or you're going to get one or use one, that it is for the appropriate deer management unit as well as the appropriate landowner type.
And kind of off of that, or in addition to that, what kind of common violations do you see during this season?
Yeah, so probably one of the bigger violations, of course, is baiting. We talk about it a lot. Don't do it. You can't do it. There might be one contiguous county that allows it yet, but check the regulations to make sure where you can and can't bait. But most of the counties in this part of the state, it is a violation. It's okay to use scents. So using buck scents, doe urine scents such as that, that's okay. But basically, if they're chewing it, eating it, that's a violation. You can't use that.
And when it comes to firearms, what are some common violations you see there?
Yeah, so probably some of the bigger violations after baiting involves firearms and motor vehicles and roadways. So if you're transporting a firearm, it has to be unloaded while in your vehicle. So that means that you can't have a shell in a magazine, in an attached magazine, or if it's like a removable magazine, that removable magazine can't be inserted into the firearm. Also, we see a fair number of violations for people discharging from a roadway. So they're shooting at deer from the roadway, or they're just hunting from the roadway also. Those are all violations. So make sure that you are getting off the roadway, being safe, and not committing, trespass violations in the process of doing that. Another common violation that we do see, it's kind of increasing, or two violations really, is people not buying their licenses. Please buy your licenses ahead of time. Make sure you're doing that. I realize it can be kind of easy to forget these days, but it's also really easy to do too. So make sure you're purchasing your license. And then the other thing is make sure that you're registering your deer by 5 p.m. the day after recovery. And you can do that online, on the phone, or in person. So there's a whole bunch of different ways to do it. It's pretty convenient. Really, in my book, there isn't any reason not to register your deer.
Is there areas of conflict you see between either hunters and non-hunters or things like that?
Yeah, I think one of the calls that I get in regards to conflict between hunters is more or less a trespass issue, which we as wardens, we don't enforce trespass. Frankly, it's a property crime and we don't enforce property crimes. But we still get those calls and still try to mediate them just by the very nature. Sometimes there can be other underlying violations too. But with trespass, it seems to kind of come up during deer season where somebody's deer stand is facing the neighbor's deer stand, or they're shooting towards the neighbor's property or whatever. And along with that, and sometimes people that shoot deer, then those deer go onto the neighbor's property. And all I can say really is, without trying to get in the middle of and trying to mediate every possible property dispute, is just be a good neighbor. Be a good neighbor in how you hunt, and be a good neighbor in, a lot of times allowing your neighbors to come onto your property to retrieve deer, because what comes around goes around in that regard.
Obviously Wisconsin hunting seasons have gotten a lot safer over the years, but you're still pushing safety messages. What's your big one for this season?
Yeah, I'd say the big safety message is the acronym TABK, the 4 rules of firearm safety, which are: treat every firearm as if they're loaded, always point your muzzle in a safe direction, be sure of your target and beyond, keep your finger off the trigger guard till you're ready to fire. And again, like you mentioned, we have a very safe hunting season, and that's a testament to the quality of the hunter education program and the volunteer instructors that teach it.
And while we hope everyone follows the rule, what are some of the consequences people should be aware of if they are found in violation?
Yeah, so baiting, again, that's the number one violation that we encounter, and that's about a $450 citation. So, beware, there's consequences for that violation. The other thing, too, is that realistically, with any DNR violation, or at least any fish and game violation, there is the potential for people's privileges to be revoked. And Wisconsin is a violator compact state, which every state in the union right now belongs to. And what that means is that if your privileges are revoked in one of those member states, then they're revoked in all of those states.
Well, I hope everyone has a safe and successful hunting season. Conservation Warden Tim Otto, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.